Joined now by girls player Emma Duncan, 58-46 victory over Davis County. Emma, that was a stressful game to call on the radio. Was it stressful to play?
Yes, because there are just so many emotions running through all of our minds. We're mixing up defenses. We're trying new things on offense, and it's just a jumble on the court.
What really got things going there at first? It almost looked like, we noticed this, you were taking away almost half the court on the defensive side, and you got them really frustrated.
Yeah, we took away our full court pressure because it was tiring us out too much. So we decided just to stick with our full court man-to-man pressure, forcing everybody left, and that led to turnovers and that led to transition points for us.
Brittany Bacorn, how good is it for her to be playing this year? She's kind of on the fence after volleyball season, but she's proving it's she's got some skills out there.
Yeah, she's amazing on the boards. She is always in there for us, getting the boards, putting it back up. And then on defense, she's our top girl, getting the steals and then going for the transition as well.
You had a few boards tonight as well, 10 points. I got to think you probably had about 10 rebounds to go along with 10 points. You had to, but just talk about, your game. You were out there almost the entire game. What was that like just to be out there knowing now this year you're kind of called on to have a bigger role?
Yeah, I am the person who gets things going. I have to dribble it up, which is not my cup of tea, but that's the role that I stepped into. So I'm always looking for the opportunity to pass it down low to Charlie or Brittany or even Hannah, because her and I just think alike and most of the time. And she screens, she rolls, she's wide open, and it really works out for us.
Is Hannah okay? I know we know she's kind of limping around earlier.
As of now, I don't know what is going on with her, but I can tell you that her ankle looked like mine when I sprained it.
Okay.
So I don't know when she'll be back or if it's just really swollen or if it's something more.
Okay, well, hopefully she is back. As we look ahead, you got two really tough games right before break, Eddyville and Pella. I know you're taking one game at a time. Eddyville, always has some pretty athletic girls on their team, and I think a lot of them are on the volleyball team you saw earlier this fall.
Yeah, a lot of them are athletic. They're just, all of them are athletic, and we just have to play our game and do what we do, and if we come out like we did tonight, I think we should be able to get a victory down there.
Balanced scoring, which hasn't been that way the last couple of years because you've had that one or two all-star players that you just be like, okay, Katie, Maggie, go score for us. What's that like now, having to balance out the scoring and having teammates? I mean, you had 10, Brittany had 10, Anna 13, Charlie with 11.
Yeah, it's way more balanced this year, and I think that benefits us because if somebody's not on, we know there's another girl there that hopefully will be there to pick them up. And it's just a night-to-night basis. If somebody's on, we keep feeding it to them. If somebody's off, we just use them to get assists. And we just hope that everybody gets upper 10s at least.
You talked about the defense. That's something I've really been impressed with. That has been... How big of an emphasis has that been? Because you're not going to put up 60 or 70 like you have in the past.
Yeah, this defense is new to all of us. And for us who have been playing 7 or 8 years, this is a new thing. So us juniors and seniors, we've learned to just take away whatever side we're on. But this year we're really forcing that left side. And I think it's really working for us because not a lot of people in our conference are capable of using their left hand strongly. And so that just leads to more turnovers and more transition easy points for us on an offense.
Next two games, what are you looking forward to most before break?
I am looking forward to getting some wins. That'd be nice. And I'm really hoping Hannah gets back because she's a key player. I'm looking forward to Anna Butel because she's really been on lately in practice and in games, and she's just really helping us out.
Yeah. Emma, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
We'll see you Friday.
Sounds good.
That's Emma Duncan.